Okay, so you know how we like to do deep dives here? Well, get this. You sent us this review of the Sweet Night Prime mattress. It's from Mattress Advisory, and it's got a ton of info. So we're gonna kind of, like dissect it, pull out the most important bits so you don't have to go through all the nitty-gritty yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you want to know if this thing's going to give you a good night's sleep, right? So we'll cut through the noise and get to what this mattress is all about. Straightforward, no fluff.
All right, let's dive in. First impression. The Sweet Night Prime is, it's flippable, a flippable memory foam mattress. Now that's different, and the review makes it clear they're going after some of the big mattress problems, like it's too hard, it's too soft, it's too hot, it costs too much.
Right. And I think that flippability is key here. Like, it's acknowledging that what you need from a mattress, it can change, right? Maybe in summer you want something firmer, or your back's been bothering you, you need something a little softer. So you get that adaptability without buying two mattresses. The review highlights comfort, support, could even help with back pain. And big plus, it's CertiPR US certified.
Huge.
Yeah.
That certification's not just a sticker, It means this phone's been through rigorous testing, like no nasty chemicals, low VOCs, so you're sleeping healthier too. They talk about open cell foams, which is always good for airflow and durability. And hey, it sounds like people are loving this mattress. 100-night trial, 10-year warranty, they're confident in their product.
Yeah, those longer trials and warranties, they definitely make you feel more secure about dropping money on a new mattress. But let's really break down this whole flipping thing. I mean, it's actually a pretty smart way to let people experience different comfort levels.
No, absolutely. That flippability, that's the heart of what makes this mattress unique. So one side's medium firm. They say 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale. Flip it over, you got firm, 7 out of 10. Two totally different feels in one mattress.
Exactly. And that's the biggest advantage the review points out, right? You get to try both firmnesses at home on your own time. You're not stuck with one feel. Now, the medium firm side, they say that's good for people who sleep on their back or combination sleepers. You need your spine aligned, but with a little cushioning for comfort.
Yeah, that's sweet spot. Supported, but not like sleeping on a board. So who's a firm side for that?
That's more for stomach sleepers and people who just always sleep on their back. They need that extra spinal support, don't want to sink into the mattress too much, keeps the body lifted, aligned. One thing, though, for couples, the review does mention that there might be a bit more movement transfer with this mattress compared to some others.
Okay, so maybe not the best if you're super sensitive to your partner moving around, but hey, you get that flexibility with the firmness.
Yeah.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What's inside this thing? The review talks about some specific technologies they use for comfort and support.
Yeah, the materials are interesting. They use gel-infused memory foam. That's pretty standard for cooling, Then you've got this high-density support core. That's like the foundation of the mattress, keeps it from sagging over time, makes it durable.
Okay. And then they have this contouring curve technology. Sounds fancy, but what does it actually do?
Basically, think of it as like zones within the foam, different levels of firmness in different areas. So it's not just one flat piece of foam. It's designed to give more under your shoulders and hips where you tend to have pressure points, but then more support for your lumbar area to keep your spine aligned.
Okay, so it's all about customizing the support for different parts of your body. Got it.
Uh-huh.
They also mentioned this breathable soft knit cover and a transition foam layer. What's the deal with those?
Well, that breathable cover, that's another way they're trying to increase airflow. Helps wick away moisture, keeps you sleeping cooler. And that transition layer, think of it as a bridge between the softer comfort layers and that firmer support core. Add some extra cushioning, make sure your weight's distributed evenly across the whole mattress.
So it's a pretty well thought out layering system. Putting it all together, who's the Sweet Night Prime really for? And who should maybe steer clear?
The review's pretty clear on that. They say back sleepers and stomach sleepers, especially those who like the idea of having two firmness options in one mattress, they'll probably love this. And if you tend to sleep hot, that cooling gel is a big draw. Plus, it's budget friendly, which is always nice. Lots of features without breaking the bank.
Okay, so that covers a lot of people.
Yeah.
But who might want to look at something else?
They specifically say if you're heavier, over 250 pounds, you might not get the support you need. A hybrid or an innerspring might be a better choice for those folks. Something with a stronger support system. And lighter side sleepers, they might find both sides a bit too firm. They'd probably be happier on a softer memory foam mattress that gives them more pressure relief on their hips and shoulders.
Yeah, weight definitely plays a role in how a mattress feels.
Yeah.
The review says the weight limit's somewhere around 200 to 250 pounds per person. Now, back to one of the big selling points, cooling. How well does the Sweet Knight Prime keep you from overheating at night?
Well, that gel-infused memory foam, that's the main player in terms of heat dissipation.
Mm-hmm.
And the firm comfort layer also helps with airflow because you don't sink in as much, which can trap heat.
So materials plus construction, all working to keep things cooler. But I feel like the review does have a little caveat here, right?
Mm.
Yeah, they say it's good for temperature regulation, especially compared to other all-foam mattresses. But if you're a really, really hot sleeper, like you just can't get comfortable, a hybrid with coils might be better, more open structure, more airflow. So good, but maybe not the best if you're an extreme hot sleeper.
Makes sense. All right, let's talk couples. This is big for a lot of people. How's the Sweet Knight Prime for sharing a bed?
Well, memory foam generally does a decent job with motion isolation. You know, your partner moves, you don't feel it as much. And this one has firm edges, which the review points out is good because you get more usable sleep surface. Don't feel like you're going to roll off.
So more space, less chance of waking each other up when you move around.
Yeah, exactly. But like we said before, it's good for a memory foam. But if you're a very light sleeper, it might not be perfect. Still some motion transfer, something to keep in mind if that's a big issue for you.
All right, let's get to the practical stuff. How about getting this thing into your home? What does the review say about shipping, unboxing, all that?
Well, free shipping in the continental U.S., always a plus. It comes compressed, rolled up in a box, so it's easy to move around, get it into your bedroom. Pretty standard mattress in a box situation.
That is super convenient. And unboxing? Is that a pain?
Nope. They say it's pretty simple. Take it out of the box, unroll it on your bed frame, give it time to expand, and you're good to go. Usually takes 24 to 72 hours to fully puff up. They do say you can sleep on it before then if you need to, though.
Good to know. What about that new mattress smell? The off-gassing. Some people are really sensitive to that.
The review says the Sweet Knight Prime has minimal off-gassing, and it's temporary. Might have a little smell when you first unwrap it, but it goes away pretty quickly, like a few hours to a couple of days. And remember that CertiPU are U.S. certification. That means it's been tested for VOCs, so you're not breathing in a bunch of chemicals.
That's definitely reassuring. And hey, if you're still unsure, there's always that trial period, right?
Yep. 100 nights to try it out. Mm. Plenty of time to see how it feels in your own home, with your own sheets, your own pillows, everything. And the warranty.
10 years. Covers any manufacturing defects, premature sagging. Pretty standard for this type of mattress. Good peace of mind.
Yeah, shows they stand behind their product. Okay, let's talk money. What about price and overall value?
The review really pushes the affordability of the Sweet Knight Prime. You're saying you get a lot for your money, good features, decent quality, without the crazy price tag of some brands.
Yeah, making a good night's sleep accessible, that's the vibe they're going for.
All right, last but not least, the review did mention a couple of alternative mattresses if the Sweet Knight Prime isn't quite right. What were those again?
So they mentioned the Dream Foam Essential. They say it's got multiple firmness options and it's a really good pick for later sleepers. And then there's the Lisa Studio Mattress. That one's known for balance support and pressure relief. Might be good for back and side sleepers who want something a little softer.
But there are some trade-offs with those, right?
Yeah, the review mentions that both the Dream Foam and the Lisa might not be the best choice for heavier people. They might not have the same level of support as the Sweet Knight Prime. And they might not have as much edge support either. So, like with anything, it's all about figuring out what features are most important to you.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Big picture, what are the main things that make the Sweet Knight Prime stand out based on this review?
Well, first, that flippable design, two firmnesses in one mattress, that's huge. Then you've got the cooling features, good support for back and stomach sleepers, budget-friendly price, and it's easy to set up. That's a lot of positives.
And on the flip side, what are some things to be cautious about?
They say if you're a super light sleeper and you share the bed, you might feel some movement. And if you're over 250 pounds, you might need something with more support. Oh, and some side sleepers, especially lighter ones, might find it a little too firm.
So really think about what you need from a mattress, how you sleep, how much you weigh, whether you share the bed. Do all those Sweet Knight Prime features, that flippability, the cooling, do they hit the mark for you? Or are those potential downsides something you want to avoid? It's a lot to consider, but hey, a good night's sleep is worth it, Mary Lee Down. Thanks for diving deep with us.